she had barely spoken before cannon fire began to flash past again, turning the void as bright as a bonfire. She spun into an evasive helix and continued toward her target. The enemy continued to close in on her, the bolt streaking past so close that the canopy's blast tinting went dark and stayed that way.
Bowdy, are we still transmitting?
She asked. A negative chirp came over the speaker.
What about leaks?
Unable to see her target through the darkened canopy, Jaina dropped her gaze to her display and began to fly by instruments.
EM radiation? Fuel? Atmosphere?
Again, a negative chirp.
Keep checking, Jaina ordered. They're tracking us somehow.
A message scrolled across her primary display.
By silhouette, Asteri's cloud is still behind us.
I don't think so,
she said, fully aware of the difficulty of tracking a distant speck of darkness by sight alone, especially one that was spiraling toward its target at thousands of kilometers an hour, with the gunners blinded by the flashing of their own laser cannons.
Not without the Force.
A soft ding announced that they had closed to launching range of their second target. With the canopy still darkened by the constant barrage of cannon bolts, guiding the bomb to its destination by sight was out of the question. So Jaina expanded her Force awareness in the direction of the shuttle until she felt the living presences inside. She was not surprised to sense a heavy taint of darkness in them, but she was shocked by how calm they seemed, by how focused and disciplined they appeared to be. Of course, that was about to change.
Launch bomb 4!
Jaina felt the gentle bump of the shadow bomb being forced from the torpedo tube. She reached out for it in the Force, then grew distracted by the all-too-familiar bang-screech of a cannon hit. Alerts and alarms immediately filled her ears, and the Stealth X went into an uncontrolled twirl? It felt like she was in one of those thrill rides that spun around the central axis of the car, plastering their passengers against their seats. Jaina eased the stick in the opposite direction and slowly brought the starfighter back in line. Then realized she had lost control of the shadow bomb, and her heart rose into her throat.
Rowdy?
Yes?
Any idea where number 4 went?
It did not strike the target, or us, yet.
Not funny,
Jaina said. The extra velocity of the launch had probably carried the shadow bomb far enough away from the Stealth X to avoid triggering the proximity fuse. But when it came to Baradium warheads, probably wasn't much of a safety margin.
No joking when there's Baradium involved.
You did not write that into the appropriateness routine.
Consider it an addendum.
Noticing that the canopy's blast tinting remained dark, Jaina checked her tactical display and saw that she had overshot her target by only a couple of kilometers. Despite her erratic course, both shuttles still seemed to know where she was, more or less, and they continued to pour fire in her direction. She banked into a turn, starting back toward the nearest craft, and found her stick heavy and slow.
Rowdy, what's our damage?
She asked.
I've got a sluggish stick.
That is hardly surprising. The vector plate power assist is out, and we have lost the end of our upper right S-foil.
The attitude thrusters, of course, were located on the foil ends.
Great,
Jaina said. She checked the tactical display and saw that the remaining skiffs had closed to within a dozen kilometers of the Rockhound. That left time for only one more pass before the pirates reached the tug and began boarding operations.
Adjust the power levels to compensate, and arm bomb 5.
Our maneuverability is limited, and the shields have not yet regenerated.
No problem.
Jaina assumed a course parallel to her targets and began to overtake them, trying to align her interception vector so the nearest skiff would be directly between her and the farthest.
I don't need shields to take down a bunch of pirates.
Experience would suggest otherwise.
That was a lucky hit,
Jaina said. Never happened twice.